we're reading from the 10th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. At the end of the 6th chapter, Lord Krishna concludes his description of the yoga ladder. The final verse of Bhagavad Gita explains, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatim antaratmanam shradavan vachate yomam same yuktatamam mata. Lord Krishna explains that the highest of all the yogis is the one who is absorbed in him, who totally abides in him with devotion. So Lord Krishna, at the end of the 6th chapter, establishes the supreme position of bhakti yoga. And then, in the 7th chapter, Lord Krishna goes on to explain the nature of these different energies. He explains the four kinds of people who will surrender to him, and the four kinds of people who do not surrender to him. Lord Krishna goes on to give us more knowledge about him, because he has explained that the highest yogi is one who is absorbed in thinking of him. So he has to give us knowledge about himself. In this way only we can properly absorb our mind. We have to know something about Krishna. Lord Krishna then goes on in the 9th chapter to explain Rajavidya, the most confidential knowledge. And the 9th chapter concludes with the words Manmana Bhavadmat Bhakto Madhyajima Namaskuru. Lord Krishna is describing this Rajavidya by saying that we should absorb our mind in thinking of him, we should become his devotee, we should offer worship to him and offer our obeisances to him. Four simple activities. Lord Krishna then in the 10th chapter goes on to explain more of this confidential knowledge, and then Lord Krishna himself speaks the Chaturshloki verses of the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, beginning with text 8 going up to text 11. The four verses which are the essence of the Bhagavad Gita, which describe pure devotional service. After Arjuna hears these conclusive statements from Lord Krishna, the Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita describing the essence of devotional service and how to engage in the Lord's service, then Arjuna declares that you are the supreme truth. Arjuna is convinced of Krishna's position as the absolute truth. And Arjuna says that not only am I saying this, but in the past many other personalities such as Narada, Asita, Devala and Vyasa, they have also accepted you as the supreme truth. And now I also agree with them. So Lord Krishna, his position was being appreciated by Arjuna. However, Arjuna wanted to hear more of Krishna's opulence. Krishna had described in his Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita, in text 8, 10th chapter, Lord Krishna had said, I'm everything. Everything comes from me. He said, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. That everything material and spiritual has its origin in me. Krishna is saying everything is coming from him. But Arjuna wants to hear more about the opulence of the Lord. He wants to know particularly how people in this world can actually relate to Krishna through the phenomena of the material world. You say everything is you, but which particular forms can we think of you? And this leads to Krishna's description, which we're hearing in this section, Vibhuti Yoga, the different Vibhutis, which take up about 20 slokas of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes some 82 different forms or features and qualities in which we can think of Krishna, in which we can see how Krishna is present in this material world. Here, today, we're reading how Krishna is understood among cheaters, he is gambling. Prabhupada explained that Krishna is not just one-sided, but he is all-sided. Everything can be understood in relation to Krishna. We think of cheating as being something very bad. You know, if somebody calls you a cheater, you know, you would be offended. It's an insult. But here, Lord Krishna describes himself. He's saying that among the cheaters, I am gambling. Lord Krishna is also very expert in the cheating art. Particularly when the Lord comes in his form as Lord Buddha, he comes to cheat. Srimad Bhagavatam describes asamo vitam suradvishya, that the purpose of Lord Buddha's incarnation was to cheat or to bewilder the atheistic class of people. That there's a class of people who cannot understand, cannot believe in God. Just as some 2,500 years ago, the Brahminical culture was in a terrible condition. The Brahmanas had become materialistic and degraded. Because of the decline in Brahminical culture, the Brahmanas had utilized the Vedic culture to encourage animal slaughter and to mislead the people, encouraging them in performing sacrifices which are described in the Vedas, but actually which are prohibited in the Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, animal sacrifices are not allowed. In other ages, they were supported by Vedic statements, but with caution. In other ages, there were qualified brahmanas who could properly enunciate the mantras with full potency, and that when they would sacrifice an elderly animal, a young animal could be reborn from the sacrifice. So in this Kali Yuga, such sacrifices are not possible. They're prohibited in this age. Lord Buddha appeared therefore to lead the people away from the Vedic culture, because it was seen that the Brahmanas were not properly following the conclusions of the Vedic statements. So the Lord himself came and he led the people away from the Vedas.